I don't remember exactly where we left off. I seem to remember we started Simen Resh Pei Hei, but Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, I don't remember how far we've gone. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Loshon HaGemara in the first Perek in Brachos, one should be Mabes Sedra, Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, Afilu Atoros V'Dibon. So Rashi and Tosfos give different Shotim. Rashi writes, Afilu Atoros V'Dibon, even the Targum says word for word the same as the Pasuk. So you don't gain anything by saying the Targum. So still you have to say the Pasuk three times. The third time you say the Pasuk, that's the Targum. Tosfos says, so why did the Gemara say Afilu Atoros V'Dibon? The Gemara could have said Afilu Ruvan V'Shimon. Sometimes the Chumash has a list of names and the Targum Onkelos has the exact same thing word for word as the Pasuk in the Chumash. There's nothing added. So why does it say Afilu Atoros V'Dibon? The Tosfos says, no, Afilu Atoros V'Dibon, that there's no Targum Onkelos. You have to go get a Targum Yerushalmi that does have a comment there. So Tosfos obviously thinks that you can be, I'd say, Shnai Mikvech a Targum with a Targum other than Targum Onkelos. And if Targum Onkelos has nothing to add on the Pasuk, then you should look for a Targum Yerushalmi, look for some other Targum that does have something to say. So the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer on Brachas, they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the proper practice should really be, you should say the Pasuk, Atoros V'Dibon, you say the Pasuk three times to satisfy Rashi Shita, and then say a fourth time what's printed in the Targum Onkelos, which is, like Tosfos says, that's not really Targum Onkelos, that's really Targum Yerushalmi, to satisfy both Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos. And they quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon in that commentary on Brachas. He gave a different shot, that the whole role of Echa Targum is to elevate Targum as Laz. It's not really Loshna Kodesh, it's Aramaic. So we want to get involved in Kiddusha. We want to be machnas as much chol to be mekadosh the chol. So that's the idea of Echa Targum. We use our Laz and use it for Liman HaTorah. So one might have thought that HaTorah V'Divayim, that's the theme of the parsha, that Bnei Yisrael L'Koybesh Chutz L'Oretz, and they had the ability to give Kiddusha to Chutz L'Oretz. That they were Koybesh Eretz Yisrael later in the days of Yishuv Benun after they crossed over the Yarden. That was Eretz Yisrael. That was all along. But Eber HaYarden, that's a question. So many poskim are of the opinion Eber HaYarden was niskadosh by Moshe Rabbeinu B'Torah HaRotzos HaNosafos. The Sifrei has a comment, Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Ches Amud Aleph quotes the Sifrei on the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Ekev, I think, on the concluding Pasuk in Ekev. Kol mokam ish atidrach kavrag lachem boi lachem nesativ. So kol is usually a ribui. So kol mokam means afilu chutz l'aretz. If the Jewish armies, tzahal, will be koivesh, tzah hagana is for protection, it's not for the purpose of kibush. But if you have the Jewish army, and they're koivesh, an area chutz l'aretz that's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, so the kedusha will spill over from Eretz Yisrael to the Arotzes on the Sofis. You can make Mekadosh Arotzes on the Sofis. So that's what they did in Atares V'Divon. So one might have thought, since that's the whole theme of the Parsha, that they took Atares V'Divon, which is Chutz L'Oretz, and they converted it to make it Eretz Yisrael. So maybe there's no need for Echa Targum over there, because that's the whole theme of the Parsha. You can take Chutz L'Oretz and make it Kodesh. So that's what the Gemara says, Zechidosh, Afilu Atares V'Divon, even though that's the theme of the Parsha, still you should say the third time, you should say the Targum, to take Loshon Laz and be Malet to Kedusha. Yeah, whereas you have to be Mashlim Parshios Adim HaTzibur. Let's say at the beginning of the epidemic, all over the world, there were hardly any shuls where they were laying Parshios HaShavua. Most of the shuls were closed out. But there were some shuls in Eretz Yisrael in America where they were laying Kriyas HaTorah. So that's still Adim HaTzibur, even if in your community nobody's laying. But you should every week. You should be Mavis Sedra every week. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. When is it considered Im HaTzibur? So the Achrayim say from Shabbos afternoon, because Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, even if you didn't daven Mincha yet, even though you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos afternoon, this past Shabbos, they already started laying the first Daliyah and Bahaloyscha. So Shabbos afternoon is considered Im HaTzibur. Even if the Shul, but you're going to daven the Minyan, but you're going to daven, they don't daven so early. But still, since there are shuls where they daven in Mincha Gedoyla on Shabbos afternoon, you can start to be Mavis Sedra for Parshas Baal Oyscha from Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. How late can you do it? So the Shulchan Aruch recommends Siren Resh Pei Hei, Siv Dalet. Taisus in the first Perek and Brachas has this. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi left the Tzavot for his children. They should all finish the Mava Sedra before they eat the Shabbos morning meal. They should be Mava Sedra before the meal. If they didn't finish before the Shabbos meal, they can be Mava Sedra later in the day. Also good. Even after this Zman Mincha, but still, you can still see Ansheni Vachamishi. There is no takana kriyas haTorah to mincha. There's only takana in the morning by shacharis. So what if for some reason or another someone was traveling and he didn't have a minyan? So if you put, most of the poskim say, if you put together a minyan on Monday or Thursday afternoon of people that didn't hear kriyas haTorah, you can learn kriyas haTorah even in the afternoon. It does not necessarily have to be davka after shacharis. It can be even after chatzos in the day. Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim had such a common practice when he used to travel to attend a rabbinic conference in Europe. So he was of the opinion, he felt that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaYochid, not just a Chavis HaTzibur. So even though when he was traveling, he davened Yechidus, he didn't have a Chazor Sashans, but he would be makbid to put together a minyan on the afternoon, if there is the afternoon, to learn Kriyas HaTorah. So that's Rav Soloveitchik, when he used to commute every week between Boston and New York, so a lot of times he missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Tefillah B'Tzibur, Halbatzor, so he didn't daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, but he would always ask after Shir, are there any students who missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning? So there would always be a minyan of boys that would raise their hands, so he would learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon, after the Shir. What about Shabbos, though? What about Shabbos? So Shabbos is a machlok, so some achranim say, Shabbos afternoon, you can't learn the Parshas HaShavuah from the morning. Since the Chachamim made a takana, the Shabbos afternoon is the Zman for Kriyas HaTorah for next week's Sedra, so you can't learn, it's not the right Zman. There's a separate takana of Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, up until Zman Mincha, then after Zman Mincha is the Kriyas HaTorah for Baal Oischa, for next week's Sedra. It's not not for the morning Sedra. So that's a deal in Achranim. Can you learn Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos in the afternoon? Let's say if there was a snowstorm in the morning, or there was for whatever reason, the people didn't show up in the minyan, can you put together a minyan Shabbos afternoon for laying? That's a machlokes achranim.
Why should it be worth reading the next week? We can make it up the following week. So why should it be worse to lay in Shabbos afternoon than to make it up the following Shabbos?
Make it up the following Shabbos in the morning. Shabbos morning, the takonas chacham was that you should lay in the whole Chamisha Chumshet Torah Shabbos morning in between Shacharis and Musaf. So even if you're laying after Musaf, as long as it's still Zman Shacharis, it's the right Zman. But once it comes Shabbos afternoon, that's not the right Zman for the Takana. That's already a different Takana. That's only three Aliyahs and you don't make Hoysof. It's Shabbos afternoon. Yeah. Shabbos afternoon, the Mishnah says in Megillah that you give three Aliyahs and there's no Maftir bin Avi. There's no Maftir bin Avi. But there's a Gemara in Masech Shabbos in the Sugya of Chanukah where the Gemara says that Shabbos afternoon, you do say Haftir. So Taisus in Bamem Ablikin in the Sugya of Chanukah, Taisus asked the Kasha, what do you do with the Mishnah and Megillah? The Tosfos answers, the Mishnah Megillah says, Ein Maftir bin Avi. This Mana Gemara, we don't have any Haftarah by Mincha, Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. But this Mana Gemara, the practice was they had a Haftarah, but it wasn't from Navi, it was from Ksuvim. What was that all about? So Rav Soloveitchik said over in the name of his mother that it says later in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to be careful not to be kazei asud of his man, Rosh HaSachachim. It's a Gemara, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be kazei asud of Rosh HaSachachim. So the Chachamim made a gzeirah, Bizman HaTanoim, they had a Rosh HaSachachim on Shabbos. The Rabbi Givashir, Obiklon, the people were busy making a living. On Shabbos, they didn't go to work, so they had a chance to listen to the Rosh HaSachachim. So the in the days of the Tanoim, there was an Iser, Kriyas Ksuvin, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read Ksuvin, because a lot of times Ksuvin is so fascinating, you'll get so involved in the Ksuvin, in the story, you won't go to the Drosh HaSachachim. So they made an Iser, you're not allowed to do Kriyas Ksuvin. So when does this Kriyas Ksuvin begin? When does the Iser begin? And when does it end? So he said from his mother Perhaps it begins after Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, because on Shabbos Chalamot Pesach and Shabbos Chalamot Sukkot we learn Shir HaShirim and we learn Koheles and we learn it before Kriyas HaTorah. Why do you learn before Kriyas HaTorah? Why don't you say Torah B'Sheinu Torah Torah Kodim? The Kriyas HaTorah, that's every Shabbos, every Yant, we learn Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriya of the Megillus, that's Eina Todir. It's only, there are only five Megillus. So why don't you say Torah B'Sheinu Torah? So he made a suggestion, maybe because if you're laying the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos Chalamoid in the morning, that's when the Issa Kriyas Ksuvim begins, after Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. So he said that in Europe they used to have in every community that had a Chevre Tehillim. Every day of the week they would recite Tehillim. After Shachris was over, they would recite Tehillim for that day. Some places they finished the whole Tehillim in a week. Some places they finished the whole Tehillim in a month. So they would say the Tehillim for the day. On Shabbos, the Chevre Tehillim either used to meet before Shachris. They wouldn't meet after Shachris. After Shachris Musaf, they would go home and make Kiddush. They would either say Tehillim in the morning before Shachris, or they would say after Mincha. Why? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. His mother explained, because Tehillim is Kriyas Ksuvim, and that it's a carryover from the days of the Tanaim. They used to have the Drosha Sachacham, and because of the Drosha Sachacham, they made an Issa, you're not allowed to learn Kriyas Ksuvim. So he suggested maybe that's the reason why the Haftarah was from Tehillim on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, to announce that the Issa Kriyas Ksuvim is over. It begins Shabbos morning after Kriyas HaTorah, and it ends after Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos afternoon. So since the after Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos afternoon, it's mutter to lain Ksuvim. So to demonstrate that it's mutter, that's why they had the Haftarah was from Ksuvim, from Tehillim, to demonstrate that the Issa Kriyas Ksuvim is over. That was the suggestion anyway. Yeah. So then the Shulchan Aruch has a shayla, how long can you finish Mavis Sedra Zayin? Yashlin Parshiyotzev Imatzibah. So the earliest you can lay in is Shabbos afternoon. When is the Zman HaMincha? When is the latest? So you should really finish before you start the morning meal. If you didn't finish before the morning meal, you should finish before Shabbos is over. If you didn't finish before Shabbos is over, so then there's one opinion you can do until Tuesday, Al-Raviv, Shabbos, till Tuesday evening. Why? Like you can say Havdalah until Tuesday evening. Because it's like Matzoi Shabbos, Leboso Shabbat. The Gemara says, in Gittin, if you write a get, there's a Takanos Chacham, you should put in the Zman. The Gemara discusses, Mipnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begittin. Zman and a get, the Rishonim, Zman and a get should have been a Din Deraisa. I've got to say this, you have to have Rishon HaChakira. So that the Rishonim talk about that, but that's the Gemara Beferish, that Zman and a get is only Midrabanan, it's not the Natur. The Gemara said the Zman and the Get doesn't have to be that precise. Let's say you write a Get, and you write the Get was given a Chodesh Sivan Shnas Tov Shin Pei Aleph. You don't say what day of the week it was, you don't say what day of the month, you just say Sivan Tov Shin Pei Aleph. So it's a bit, yeah, but it's also good. L'chatchila, you write what day of the week, what day of the month, and what year it is. But yeah, but if you didn't write all that. So let's say instead of writing the day of the week, he wrote Mikami Shabbata. He wrote the Basa Shabbata. So the Gemara says in Loshem Meriyot, the Mikami Shabbata goes on the 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So if the get was written on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's the correct Zman. Mikami Shabbata. And Basa Shabbata is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Basa Shabbata. So that's a question, I think maybe we raised it last time. Is that just in Loshem Meriyotam? In Loshem Meriyotam is like that because B'nidorim Halochacha Loshem Meriyotam. A person takes a neder, so you interpret what's included by the spoken language. What do people mean with that expression? So in Loshem Meriyotam, Mekam Shabbat refers to the last 3 days in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Basar Shabbat refers to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So the fact that you can say Havdalah until Tuesday evening, that's an indication that the Basar Shabbat is not just in Loshem Meriyotam. It's Halacha. It's called Matzoi Shabbos until Tuesday evening. Still has a shaykhus b'chavah. So that's over here. There's one opinion you can be that's considered yashlim parshiyosid and matzib up until Tuesday night. What about mikami shabbat, the last 3 days in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? That's considered mikami shabbat. Does that have any halachic relevance? So the Balamor, in the end of the first perek in Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara has a din emas ligim misvina gimel yamim kodem l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on a boat trip 3 days before Shabbos. Why not? So the different biurim that the Rishonim give. So many Gehoinim said the pshat is because the fellow's going to be seasick. He's going to be throwing up. But after three, so if he goes on a boat trip, he's going to ruin his Einik Shabbos. He's going to be throwing up on Shabbos. But after 3 days of throwing up, there's nothing more to throw up, son. He'll throw up everything there is to throw up. So by the time it comes Shabbos, he'll be calm already. And then the Gehoinim say, what if it's a boat trip? What if you have medication, Dramamine? You have a way to control it. You're not going to be seasick. So then the whole din doesn't apply. The Gehoinim assumed that it wasn't the Leib Plug Rabban. It wasn't the Dabash of the Minyan that the Halacha applies even if the reason doesn't apply. They say whenever the reason doesn't apply, the whole din doesn't apply. So today, people don't get seasick anymore. Most people don't get seasick. So the whole din wouldn't apply. And the Baal HaMor has a different shot. He says because the 3 days before Shabbos is called Mekami Shabbaton, the Vilna Gaon disagrees on the whole din of Shulchan Aruch. He says 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip unless it's with Bar Mitzvah, unless you're moving to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to do Pidyon Shvuyim, so you're going to learn Torah. But Tzarach Mitzvah you're allowed to. So what are the 3 days before Shabbos? So the Vilna Gaon says, based on Yerushalmi, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He says it's only 2 days before Shabbos. Megimel Yom and Kodem Shabbos include Shabbos. But the Baal HaMor says, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the 3 days before is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Mekami Shabbat, and that's not just Loshem Meriodim, that the last 3 days in the week, Wednesday, the Friday, the Loshem Meriodim is called Mekami Shabbat. Just like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Lebosu Shabbat, that has a halachic relevance, when you get to, you can say Havdalah till Tuesday evening, so to Mekami Shabbat, that has a halachic relevance, that what? So the Baal HaMor learns Pshat and the Gemara, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip in case there'll be some sakana, then they'll expect all of the passengers on the boat to help out, to do some malachas, to save the ship, or to save the passengers or something. So that's considered machnas atzma and matzav shasakonas nefoshes. Today on the boats, I never heard that they call on the passengers to help out. It happens once in a million times. Not so often. Apparently years ago it happened more often. So the Baal HaMor says, if a person falls into a situation of sakonas nefoshes, then it is b'koach nefesh d'chah Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation to be machnas atzmo l'matzav shel sakonas nefoshes, to be d'chah, that's not right. Unless b'mokah mitzvah, then the Gemara says you are allowed to. B'mokah mitzvah, you are allowed to. So you see, the Baal HaMor learned that just like l'bosah Shabbat has halachic ramifications, so mekami Shabbat also has halachic ramifications. And then the last opinion in Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Dalet is that you could be Mashlim Parshiyos and Matzibur as long as it's before Simchas Torah, because we're going to make the Siyam on all the Parshiyos on Shmini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah in America and Chutz La'aretz. So you can be Mashlim Parshiyos and Matzibur up until Simchas Torah. More correct is you should do it before Shabbos is over, before you have the Suda on Shabbos. Then the last line in the Ramah, in Siman Reish Pei Hei, the Ramah talks about the minig reciting Haftarah. So what's that? In the days of the Tanaim, the one who got Mafta can pick whatever Haftarah he wants to say from the Avi. It just has to be Main Yana Diyayma. So what's in Yana Diyayma? So if it's Rosh Chodesh, so you say the Haftarah about Rosh Chodesh. If it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, you say Machal Chodesh. If it's Shev de Nechemta, if it's Tlatz de Parnusa, okay, then you say that. If it's a normal Shabbos, so a theme that's in the Parsha Sashavua, it's called Inyan Adiyani. And then they had a practice that if there'll be a Chosin and Shul and Shivas and Mishnah, this is a practice from the days of the Bali Ataisus, an old meaning from the days of Bali Ataisus. So then they would say, either they would only say Sai Sasis, Toga Nafshbed al Kai Kibushan. That's in the first pasuk. So they either say, only they would say the Haftarah of Saisuf, they would give the Chosin Maftir. He would say the Haftarah that speaks about the Chosin Kala rejoicing and dressing properly. So some places they had the minig only to say Saisuf, some places they said too. They said the Haftarah of the Parsha of Shoshua plus soy sauces. This is one of the chilufim and minhagim between Bnei Rhinus and Bnei Esterach. Bnei Esterach, if you divide Germany in half, so the eastern part of Germany and then going to the east of Germany, that's called Minig Bnei Esterach. And Minig Rhinus is to the western part of Germany. So they had chilufim and minhagim over the years on different issues. So one of the famous issues Tosafot talks about, one of the, in Eilu Treifas, Tosafot talks about certain chelev in the stomach, that's a shaila deraisa, whether certain chelev in a keres is also a mutter. So they had different minhagim. That was a shaila, can one from one community eat flesh in the other community, since they're mekel on the chelev, maybe they're going to give me, maybe they'll be giving me chelev. Well, let's say one person is makbid, he always eats blood kosher, so you'll have to eat by someone who's not makbid on blood kosher. Do you assume that they're probably going to give him, they may give him flesh that where they remove the sircha, so it's not glad kosher, they were makel to remove the sircha? Or do you say, no, it doesn't always happen, even though it's not glad kosher, but a lot of times they did not remove the sircha, they didn't peel off the sircha. So that's a discussion that they had in the days of the Rishonim. Is one allowed to eat it by the other people from the other community because they're not makbid on the chelev? So you have to be afraid, maybe they'll be feeding you that chelev. So they're different minhagim. So one of the chilufim minhagim was about this haftar, whether you say soy sauces instead of the haftar of the parshas Hashavu. Just last night we were learning Hilchas Tefillin with the group in Flatbush. So there, the Truma Sadeshin quotes a chilufim minhagim between Bnei Esterach and Bnei Rhinus between Eastern Germany, Western Germany. Which way do you put the tefillin shalyah? Do you put it with the mabarta up towards the shoulder and the bayis down towards the elbow, or do you have it backwards the other direction? You have the mabarta. The mabarta is the back of the tefillin. I say the back, that's where the ritzua goes through. That's the mabarta. So do you have the mabarta down towards the elbow and the bayis shalyah higher up, or you have the reverse? The mabarta is closer to the shoulder, and the bayis shalyad is further down. So these were two chilufim and hagim between Bnei Esterach and Bnei Rhinus. They had around 10-15 chilufim and hagim on different issues. So the Rambam mentions that minhag to lay in the haftar of soy sauces. I think when Rav Shrevi Goyen passed away, so his son was, I think, Rav Hai Goyen, if I'm not mistaken. So when he took over, so that Shabbos they gave Rav Hai Goyen maftir, and they leined the first the haftarah. They leined what we lein on Simchas Torah, I think. That Moshe Avdi Meis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua Ben Nun, you're going to take over. So they leined that haftarah. That was in Yana Diyama. You have to lein in Yana Diyama. Okay, so that's the Simen Reish Behei Shtayim Mikra Mechad Targum. Then the din is you have to daven musaf. There's one opinion in the Mishnah, you only daven musaf b'cheber ir. Only if you have a minion. So the Shulchan Aruch says we don't pass on like that. Tan is a Mishnah brachas. You're in Reish Pei Vav. Siv Beis. It's called Yachid Chayv Mispalat Tfilas Hamusafim. Bein in Yesh Tziba B'ir Aylai. There's one opinion. You're only mechuyav to daven musaf if there is a cheber ir. If there is a minion in the city davening musaf. So we don't pass on like that. We pass on even if there's no minion. You're mechuyav to daven musaf. L'chatchila. You should daven musaf, l'chatchil, you should daven shachris first, and then daven musaf, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought first the Tamid Shal Shachar before all the other korbanos, and then the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim was the last, that's Esed HaShlama, Aleh HaShlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. But B'Yeved, what would be the din if you brought korbanos before the Tamid Shal Shachar, or after Tamid Shal Bein Abayim? So Tosis raises the issue on different mesichtes. They raised the possibility, maybe with the Rabbanan it would be possible, and then they come to the conclusion, not so. Even with the Rabbanan it's good. Both if you brought Karbanis before Tamid Shal Shachar B'Yeved, it's kosher, and if you brought Karbanis after Tamid Shal Bein Abayim, also B'Yeved, it's kosher. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you daven Musaf before you daven Shachar B'Yeved, you don't have to repeat the Musaf. Used to have here in the neighborhood, one fellow always came to shul. Every Shabbos he used to come to shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, late, good and late. And then after Kriyas HaTorah, he would daven musaf. And then he would ask the shaila, can he daven shachris now? Every other week, the same shaila, can he daven shachris? Wasn't all there. Mm-hmm. So that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber and the Rambam, they both say the same thing, that if you daven Musaf in Yevid before Shachris, in the Yevid you Yotzei. Yeah. The Mishnah says in Brachas Davchav, women are mechayiv to daven. So nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush. She quotes the Tzlach. Tzlach is a tzion lenefesh chaya, written by the Nadi Behuda on three different mesichtas. So one is on Brachas. So the Nadi Behuda writes in the Tzlach and Brachas that women are not mechayiv to daven Musaf, because Shachris mincha ma'ariv is tzloisa davening is rachmeinim, it's bakoshos tarochim. But Musav is really in the Shalma form, so saying Musav is not really rachmei. That's why there's no tashlumen. If you didn't daven Musav on Shabbos, you can't make tashlumen on Mitzvah Shabbos to daven the Musav. That's how we pass. And that's what I said. There's no tashlumen for Musav because Musav is arayam abatul karbana. If you didn't daven Musav on that day, so you can't daven on another day. So since the women were not mechuyev to participate in giving matzah shekel, when the korban sibur were offered, they were offered on the wall of plagues, all the men, the women, and the children. Everybody gets a kapara from the korbanos that were korban sibur that were offered in the Beis Hamikdash. But the women were not mechuyev to participate in the matzah shekel, so therefore they're not mechuyev to daven musaf. You can dingzach, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Tzlach, that you don't have to. So it's based on that there was a character who forged the Tshuvas HaRosh. We may have spoken about this already. He called it the Psamim Rosh. So when he came out, the Nadi Behuda gave a haskama on the Psamim Rosh, because he knew the fellow who put it out, he knew his father. And his father was an Erlich HaTalmid Chacham, and the son, unfortunately, was a faker. So the whole thing is a forgery. The Chassam Seif already knew that it was a forgery, so he refers to this Psamim Rosh as the Kisvei HaRosh. Instead of calling it Kisvei, Chav Tav Beis Yud Kisvei HaRosh, he calls it Kisvei, Kozov, Chav Zayin Beis Yud, Kisvei HaRosh. So this fellow put out Tshuvas HaRosh, Kisvei HaRosh, Psamim Rosh, and he has his footnotes on the bottom of the page that's called the Kasa Deharsana. So in the Kasa Deharsana, he writes this Chiddush, that there's a machlekes harishayim where the people, men younger than 20, when we have to give machzah shekel, when they're taking a count, when they're taking a census to find out how many men there are who can serve in the army above the age of 20, so that they only serve in the army from the age of 20. That says benes mshalom amal kol yetzitzav b'Yisrael. This is the beginning of Bamidbar. You don't drift into the army. You're not supposed to drift into the army before the age of 20. That's a pasuk in Chumash. But the annual Machzah Shekel is not for the purpose of taking a census to find out how many able-bodied soldiers you have. Machzah Shekel is for the purpose of funding the Korban Sibur. So that's a machloik. There's different ways to read the Yerushalmi, whether you mechiv Machzah Shekel from Bar Mitzvah on, or the chiv Machzah Shekel only begins from the age of 20. So if one should assume that it's only from the age of 20 on, so a person who's after Bar Mitzvah, not yet 20, since he's not mechiv Machzah Shekel, he's not mechuyev to daven musaf. If you say like the Tzlach, that women are not mechuyev to daven musaf because they're not mechuyev in machzah shekel, so he's not mechuyev to daven musaf, and mele he can't be the shliach tzibur to daven for an amid. In other shuls, they ask young people to daven in yeshivas. They ask there are people older than, I'm older than 20, I'm almost 80, so there are people over 20, and they rely on chazar sashat of someone who's not yet 20. So if it's for Shachris, it's okay. But for Musaf, that's what the Kasa Deharsana, they came up with this Chiddush. For Musaf, it should be a problem. Because any Mechuyev B'Dover, any Motzio Sarabim, they Chaylos. Yeah. It's very questionable. Mishnah Berurah also says that women are not Mechuyev to Daven Ma'ariv. Because since Tfilin Sarvis was Rishus, even though Kvar Shaliyu Alayu Chayva, the Rishonim quote from the Bahag, Bizman HaTanan was Rishus, but over the generations, the practice was that everybody Daven Ma'ariv. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the men but the women never accepted it. So the women are not mechuyev to daven ma'ariv, they're not mechuyev to daven shachris and mincha, and not their potter from musaf and their potter from ma'ariv. No. It's questionable. We probably spoke about it Leil Shabbos, because the Gemara says, Yemekadosh betfilah and Yemekadosh alakos. Then the same thing, Abdullah, you say, Abdullah betfilah atochar antonim. And say Abdullah alakos. So women are mechuyev in Kiddush, the Gemara says. And we pass women are mechuyev in Abdullah also. So machlokes harishayim, whether the Zohar v'shamer v'divrei echad nemru. So just like women are muzer not to violate Shomer is a loisa, say, And the Rebbe says, Shama pen rialitz aloysa. So women are not allowed to do malach on Shabbos at Shomer. Since kol sheyesh them b'shomer, yesh them b'zocher, so the women are mechuyev to recite Kiddush. So does Zocher include Havdalah also? So it's a machlekes, and says, we pass can halach l'maisa, bottom line, women are mechuyev in Havdalah. Women are mechuyev in Havdalah. But there was a machlekes in Hashem. So since women are mechuyev in Kiddush and Havdalah, so the pashtus is, even if they don't daven Ma'ariv all year long, but Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, they should daven because of the Chiyuv Kiddush. You mechuyev to say Kiddush b'tefillah and Kiddush alakos. And then Havdalah b'tefillah and Havdalah alakos. So Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos and Matzoi Shabbos, they ought to daven. I think the Baal HaTanya has like that. That the women, even if they don't daven Musa Ma'ariv all week long, but Leil Shabbos, Matzoi Shabbos, that they should daven Ma'ariv. Yeah, when is the Zman HaMusaf? Yeah, that we did speak about. I think Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim, whether Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, can't daven Musaf after Zayin Shos, because they never brought the Korban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash after Zayin Shos. We don't paskin like that. We paskin as Kol Hayom, because theoretically the Zman Musaf is Kol Hayom. The Maisa, they never brought it. So like, the same Machlokes, Aruch HaShulchan says, same Machlokes is by Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says he can't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha because they never brought the Tomash or Beir Abayim after Plag HaMincha. And the Chachamim Paskin, no, theoretically, you're right, Lamaisa, the Poel Mamish, they never brought it. But theoretically, you can bring the Tomash or Beir Abayim up until Mishkiah. And the same thing as Man Shachris, they never brought the Tomash or Shachar after Dalet Shores by Yom. But theoretically, you can bring it in the morning up until Chatzais. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by this Man Shachris, this Man Musaf, and the Zman of Mincha. Does it depend on the actual Zman of Hakrovus HaKarbonus, or does it depend on the theoretical Zman of Hakrovus HaKarbonus? Even though we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin Yigadamu Musaf all day long, but it's Nikra Poshea. If you daven Musaf, you have to design show, it's Nikra Poshea. So that's why once a year in a lot of shuls, they daven Musaf, they have to design show, that's on Simchas Torah. It takes so long for the Hakrovus, so they don't begin to daven Musaf to left his Zayin Shos, so that's not right. Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva where he complains about Simchas Torah, that one day in the year we want to give more cover to the Torah, so we should be more careful on the dinim, on the mitzvahs, so people, they take so long for hakafas, people sit down. He says, you're not allowed to sit when they're walking with the Sefer Torah. Everybody has to stand. And a lot of people... and a lot of people don't get to daven Musaf to left his Zayin Shos, Nikra Poshea. And a lot of people forget, so on Leil Simchas Torah, the Hakavos take forever. So people nibble on Nash. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. And then on Simchas Torah in the morning also, the Hakavos take so long, so people forget that it's Yom Tov. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush in the morning either. Machlek is the Rambam and the Raivet and Shulchan Aruch is Machmel like the Rambam, that you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So the Reb Shlomo Kluger complains in the collection of Tshuvos Elef L'chol Shlomo. He complains that on Simchas Torah, the day that we're going to give more cover to the Torah, that's when we violate more dinim than on a regular Shabbos. But that's what it says. You shouldn't wait till after Zayin Shos. On Yom Kippur also, a lot of times the Chazan takes a half an hour to say in the Ani Nimas, and the Mishaberachs, they make long Mishaberachs by the Kriyas HaTorah. So it says you should be careful that they should make sure at least they daven, at least the Tfilas Musa Balachash. Hazar Sashatz is going to be after, but at least that Philip Alachash Musaf should at least begin within the Zayin Shos. You shouldn't wait till after Zayin Shos. You shouldn't even wait. You shouldn't even wait till after Vav Shos and Machzah, because after a half an hour, after Chatzais, it's already Zman Mincha. So, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din from the Gemara. Siv Dalit, Reish Pei Vav, Siv Dalit, upon him stay Tfilus. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, or Yom, a person didn't have Musaf yet, and didn't daven Mincha yet. So if there's going to be a minyan for Mincha later on, he didn't daven Musaf, and he's going to go to the minyan for Mincha later. So he's not interested in davening Mincha now. Only interested in daven Musaf. So daven Musaf. But let's say there's no minyan, and he wants to daven Musaf and Mincha now. And as far as he's concerned, doesn't matter whether you're going to daven first A and then B, or going to first daven B and then A. Whether you're going to daven first Musaf and then Mincha, you're going to daven first Mincha and then Musaf. So the din is Todib Shaina Todir Kaidim. You daven Mincha first. This Tachapella, why do you daven Mincha first? There's an essay, the Hashlama. But if you bring korbanos after the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, they won't be pasul. That's what Tosfos established. But l'chatchila, the first korban in the morning on the mizbeach achitzin should be Talmud Shel Shachar. The last korban in the day should be Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim. The musaf should always precede the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim. So why do we say Torah v'sheinu Torah Torah kam? But it's supposed to be parallel to the korbanos on the Beis Hamikdash. The Chazon Ish has a short paragraph. And the Sefer on Arachaim, as the short paragraph says, he thinks in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, if it would be the afternoon, and they didn't bring the Musaf, and they didn't bring, usually they finish the Musaf way before, if they didn't bring the Musaf, they didn't bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, he thinks they would do it like that, L'chatchila, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would first bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, and then bring the Musaf. That's a Chiddush Nifla. The Pashtus says that it's not something, that's what the Chazon Ish comments, based on this Gemara. He thinks that this din Torah Mishayin HaTadr is taken from the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so it says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that you should be careful that the Gavoyim shouldn't take out too much time by the Mishad Berachs, by the Kriyas HaTorah. The Chazan shouldn't take too long seeing ice, the davening, so that they should make sure that they start Musaf, Tefillah Balachash, before Sheish Shos HaMachzah. Because if it's already this man mincha, then it's a machloikis here in the end of Sif Dalet. Same machloikis in Hilchos Yom Kippur also. This din that you say if you have tfilas musaf and mincha, and as far as I'm concerned, I can daven first musaf, then mincha, then musaf, I have no reason why it should be one way or the other. Then you say Torah Mishen and Torah Kodem, you daven mincha first because it's Tadir. So there's a machlokes. The Rishonim, some Rishonim say that's only biyachid. But Sibu, you never do like that. That's the last line in Sif Dalet. Yesh misha haya shahora. Those Rishonim say enosim came with Sibur lahagdim tefilas mincha tefilas musaf. You're going to sidrei the olam. No one will know what's going on. You're going to daven mincha before musaf. It's like you can't give a psak. A chacham is not allowed to give a psak that's tamu al arabim. A hayroa that's tamu al arabim. So that some Rishonim think the Rambam writes like that. The Rambam writes like that, yeah. That's a psaka tamu alara. So that's why it says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that you shouldn't let them take so much time. Remember once they made a lot of Mishad Berachs in Shul. So my father told the Chazan he should say in the Anim Imas quietly, quickly. Shouldn't take half an hour. You used to have a whole dramatic production. Chazan would start from the door in the back of the Shul and walk towards the bima and say, "Yeah, and Ramas took a half an hour production. Half an hour is going to be within. It's going to be ready after the first half hour after Chatzos." So my father told me you have to leave out Hineni. So the Balabatam thought the world is coming to an end. Leaving out Hineni, that's the most important part of the davening, the Hineni dramatic production. Yeah, the Gemara has a machlekes. Sif Gimel has a machlekes in the Gemara. Is one permitted to eat before Musaf? You're not allowed to eat before Shachris. What about eating before Muslims? So we paskin, it is permissible to eat, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that you duchen in Musaf. Yeah, you duchen in Shachris and in Musaf. Mikra din derais, you only mukhiv to duchen once a day, every day when called upon. If you don't ask the Kohanim to duchen, they're not mukhiv to duchen. If you call upon them to duchen, so then they're mukhiv to duchen. But you're not mukhiv to duchen a second time in the same day. But the Mishnah says they did duchen shachris and musaf. They used to duchen every day, and used to duchen shachris and musaf. The Kavanari writes that's midirabbanim, and the Torah they were not mukhiv to duchen the second time. It's only midirabbanim. They're only mukhiv to duchen midirabbanim for the same minyan to duchen shachris and musaf. Let's say I already duchen shachris and musaf. Then they asked me to come to a different shul to duchen again over there. I already duchen. Let's say by us we only duchen by musaf on yontif most places. In Broyes, they duchen shachris and musaf on yontif. Most places they follow the Ramo, you only duchen by musaf. So they used to sometimes in the Aguda minyan in the neighborhood, they didn't have kohanim, so they would ask one of the kohanim from the big shul from Broyes, after he finishes duchening in the big shul, he should come over to the Aguda minyan and duchen there. So he's not even mechuyev mid rabbanan to duchen in a different minyan the second time. So that's 2 days in the Magen Avraham, it's in the Kuf Chav Ches. Does the Kohen say a bracha shekadoshanu b'kedushasu shalom tzivanu lochus amisal b'yahava? Does he say a bracha when he duchens the second time in the same tefillah on the same day? That's even mid'rabbanan not mechuyev. Tosfta. That's 2 days in the Magen Avraham. The latest Svarim write that the only Rishon who talks about the topic is the Meiri. The Meiri interprets the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara has different Tanoim and Amaroim. They asked them in Megillah in Sota. They asked them by Meharachta Yamin. What did they do to deserve an Arichas Yamin? So one of them said he was a Kohen. He would always say the Bracha Shekedishana. They always say the bracha before duchening. So they ask, what's the chiddush? What's the midas chasidus? That's the din. Why does he deserve an arichas yamin? Because he follows the din. He deserves arichas yamin. He goes lefnim yishuras hadin. So the Miri says that's the pshat. He used to duchen a second time in the same day and the same tefillah, not even mechuyiv mid the rabban. To duchen a second time in another morning. In another minyan. But that was the Midas Chassidus, and even then he said a bracha also. But that's the accepted psak today, that if a Kohen goes to Duchen in a second shul, even though he's not even mechuyev to Duchen midrabbanan, he does say the bracha before the Duchen. So that's what it says here in Sif Aleph, Simaresh Beivazel Ayesh Bon Sias Kapan. He Duchen by Musaf, just like he Duchen by Shachris. Well, how come he don't Duchen by Mincha at the conclusion of Akrobus Kabbalah Sibi Yeduchim? So the conclusion of Chazaros Hashat is also like Akrobus Kabbalah. How come you don't duchim by Mincha? So the Gemara says because Shchichi Shikris. By the time you're davening Mincha, you already ate and you drank. So maybe it was Shasa Yain. So Kohen Shasa Yain is not allowed to duchim. So how is he allowed to duchim by Musaf? So the answer is even though you're permitted to have Tehima, but you're not allowed to have a full fledged meal. So you're not concerned about the Shikris. By Musaf, even though on Shabbos, if he wants to eat in between Shachris and Musaf, we'll have to make Kiddush over wine. He can make Kiddush over grape juice. Okay, he doesn't have to make Kiddush over wine. He can make Kiddush over something else. Okay, so we assume that it's not Shchichi Shikris, and that's why we allow Te'ima, but not a full fledged meal. That's why in all the yeshivas on Rosh Hashanah, because the davening is going to take so long, they're going to say all the piyutim. So people are going to be fasting till well after Chatzai. So we're really makel on that on Rosh Hashanah, because there were in the days of the Gaonim, there were Gaonim who used to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There were Gaonim who fasted on Shabbos Shuva also, because on Seres and made Shuva. So even though we don't pask like that, we pask in not a lot of fast. But the Chumrah that you shouldn't fast till Chatzai, because if you don't eat till after Chatzai, that's already considered Ascholos HaTainus. That's based on the Mishnah and Tainus, that it says if Bezna was Goyz HaTainus and the people started to fast, they were Goyz HaTainus because there was no rain and nothing is going to grow. It's going to be a sakana, no vegetation, no rain for the animals to drink, for the people to drink, for the vegetables to grow. So it's going to be a sakana for everybody. They say Goyz HaTainus. So what if they were Goyz HaTainus, the people started to fast, and then in the middle of the day it starts to rain? So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim when it has to rain. So we pass, and if it rains before Chatzos, then they don't have to fast the rest of the day. That's not even called the Haskalos times. That's a late breakfast. But if they fast it till after Chatzos, and then it starts to rain, since the fast till Chatzos is called Haskalos HaTainus, so then they have to be Mashlim at the time. Bezna was goes at Tainus because of Atziras Gishamim, and then it starts to rain after Chatzos. So that's called Haskalos times. It's based on that the Rishonim came up with this Chumrah. It doesn't say it in the Gemara. The Rishonim came up with the Chumrah that you have to start eating before Chatzos. You shouldn't fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov till after Chatzos. And Rosh Hashanah went makel. Since the Goyim held its mutter legamrei, the fast on Rosh Hashanah, true, we don't follow their shita. So we're makel that you don't have to worry about the Chatzos. But in the yeshivas, they used to have, you have to have kerech to say all of the piyutim also. So in all the yeshivas, they used to make Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar, after Haftorah, after Maftir on Rosh Hashanah, before Tkiyah Shofar, before they said Lama Natsiach 7 times, so they would have a Kiddush. So Rav Henkin would always complain that you're not allowed to eat before Tkiyah Shofar. The Mishnah says you're not, Mishnah Sukkah says you're not allowed to eat before your Ben Chesrei. So what did Nami not allowed to eat before Tkir Shofar? So Mikra Din, the Din is that Te'ima is Mutta, you're not allowed to eat before Musaf, but Te'ima is Mutta a little bit, and that shouldn't have a full-fledged meal. Te'ima is Mutta. So that's all they had in Egypt, was they had Kiddush, and they had a couple of pieces of cake, right? And that was it. So that says over here, te'ima is mutter. Yeah, what if a person wants to drink water? You're not allowed to eat before shachris. But water is a machlokes, and we're makel on water. It's permissible to drink water before shachris. So on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if the person wants to have water before shachris, he doesn't need, there's not an iser. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink even water before Kiddush. But before shachris is not yet the zman of Suda, it's not the zman of Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush and eat before shachris. It's not allowed to eat before davening. So it says that in order to drink a cup of water before shachris, so you don't need, you have to say kiddush. What if a person is not healthy, he's not well, he has no koyach to stand the seishman esrei, and he has to eat a little bit to give himself before shachris, then you have the koyach to be able to daven. And then we say he's permitted to eat before shachris. But then he's going to have, let's say, a piece of cake or cookies or something. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, then he should say kiddush. Because he is going to eat some food. The more correct is he should say kiddush. If he's just going to have water, then we say it's not yet this man of this food. If he's going to have a meal, then it is. Then he's, if he has a hetter to eat, because he needs the eating in order to have the strength to be able to daven shachris. So the poskim say he should really daven up until Baruch Shomar. So at least he said the brachas, he said the brachas hashachar, he said kabban, he said a little bit davening. So it's not legamre eating before davening. He started to daven a little bit, but in such a case, if he needs the eating in order to have the strength to be able to daven, to have the koyach, then he's allowed to eat before davening. Then he has to say kiddush to be matir then. What else do you have? The Shabbos of Yontem, they used to have a practice, they said Baruch Hu Basra. A lot of people would come late to shul, so they didn't hear Baruch Hu before Brichas Kriya Shema. So if it's Monday or Thursday, then if they came so late, they didn't even hear Baruch Hu by Kriyas HaTorah, so we're not mechuyev to make a Baruch Hu Basra for them. But if it's not Monday or Thursday, and if they missed Baruch Hu, then they missed it, so the minute used to be, they would have a Baruch Hu Basra. So when was the Baruch Hu Basra? So the Magen Avraham quotes, there was a practice in Broyers, they still have that practice. If the Gabbai sees that some people came after Baruch, if everybody was there by Baruch, so you don't need a Baruch Basra. But if the Gabbai notices that the crowd is bigger after Baruch than before, so then they would have an oval get up after Tefillah Balachash, say Chatzi Kaddish, after Tefillah Balachash, say Baruch, and then the Chazim would start Chazaras Hashatz. That's the Baruch Hu Basra, or you can have Baruch Hu Basra before Aleinu. Before Aleinu, you can have Baruch Hu Basra. So on Shabbos, you're going to have the whole Kriyas HaTorah, seven Aliyahs. What, the people came after all the seven Aliyahs? And you're worried about them? You're not mechuyev to worry about them. If they missed Baruch Hu before Kriyas Shema, and they came in the middle of Brichas Kriyas Shema, they're going to hear Baruch Hu and Kriyas HaTorah. They came in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, so they'll Baruch Hu the last Aliyah. But if they missed all the Baruchas and the Kriyas HaTorah, we're not mechuyev to worry about them. So that's Sif Hei and Resh Pei Vav. Shabbos or Yom Tov, you don't make a Baruch Hu Basra after the Kaddish Basra, because the people should have heard Baruch Hu many times by the Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, the Gemara Resh Pei Zayin is a Gemara. You could be Merakh HaChelem and Menachem Aveilem on Shabbos. But you should say b'Shabbos Melichim, b'Shabbos Melenachim, because the pasuk says Mitzoch Avatzecha v'Daber Dover, shelei hey dibucha shal Shabbos ki dibucha shal Chol. So you shouldn't be Menachem Mavol, you shouldn't be Mevakar Chayla, the same as the weekdays. So if you go to be Mevakar Chayla, you should say Shabbos Melichim k'Refua Kroy V'Loi. You should mention something about that, or you should say if you Menachem Mavol, say Shabbos Melenachim. More correct is you really shouldn't say Nechamad Eilem on Shabbos, because David Dover, so you should mention that. The meaning is that if someone is really a Chayla Mesukan, then you say a Mishabera for the Chayla Mesukan. Let's say someone is deathly sick, then you can gather together and you say Tilim. I remember gathering together when there were Chayla Mesukanim in the neighborhood. They would gather together in the shuls on Friday night and they would say Tilim. when the Chafetz Chaim was sick, when Rav Chaim Loizer was sick, they have in the history books that people said Tehillim on Shabbos also. When someone is sick, you say Tehillim. So if he's a chayla mesukan, then you can make a mishaberch. If he's a chayla she'ein bo sakana, so then more correct is you really shouldn't have said a mishaberch for him. Because that's the yisad abadab, shalai the bruch shal Shabbos ki the bruch shal chol. So then the meaning is that you say, Shabbos in Melizik or Refuah Krev Alava. That's like people talk business on Shabbos and they know you're not allowed to. So they say, Nishim Shabbos Geret. I want to sell my old automobile, Nishim Shabbos Geret. How much would you be willing to pay for it? The other guy says, he knows the old automobile, he'll give him $5,000, Nishim Shabbos Geret. Then the other guy says, okay, it's a deal, Nishim Shabbos Geret. So that you're not allowed to do. That's not right. Nishim Shabbos Geret doesn't make a heter to talk mamish business on Shabbos. But the Nicham Avelim, that says in the Gemara, Nicham Avelim and Bikacham, we say Nishtam Shabbos Geret. You really shouldn't talk about these things. The Achranim say that it's not really right, our practice, right? Moshe used to complain about this. It's not right. Our practice is that after Friday evening, in between Mincha and Mar, we say Kabbalah Shabbos. Then we say Mizmah Shiliyama Shabbos. Then we say Boy Vishalom, we're Mekabbalah Shabbos. Then we say Mizmah Shiliyama Shabbos. Then if the Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, then the Gabbai makes an announcement, Nicham Aveilim. So that's not right. All the Achranim say you should really announce Nicham Aveilim before you say Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, not after. That's like Aveilis Beferhesia on Shabbos. That's not right. They should really have it before. That's the last Mishnah Brura here in Simen Resh Pei Zayin. He quotes it from the Achranim. But Moshe used to complain. He quotes it from the Magen Avraham. Moshe used to complain about that. But that's what they do in all the shuls. They announce Nicham Aveilim after Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. It should really be before. Yeah, Resh Pei Ches says you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos unless a person enjoys fasting better than eating. That's what it says here in Siv Gimel. Adam HaMesaneh B'chol Yom. He fasts every day. Achila B'Shabbos Tzar Huloi. He will not enjoy eating on Shabbos, but then Shinevesis. That's what Gemara says. Shinevesis Tchila Scheli. If you change your daily routine, his daily routine, he always fasts in the daytime and he eats at night. So on Shabbos, he's going to eat in the daytime. So Gemara says, Shinevesis Tchila Scheli. He's going to get sick. He would prefer to fast on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kibud v'yonik. So Ayinik Shabbos is determined subjectively. If I enjoy fasting better than eating, so I should fast. If I don't enjoy flesh, I only enjoy milchiks. So I don't have to eat flesh. Let me have milchiks. Simchas yontif, that's a question. And yontif is a mitzvah of simchas, and maybe simcha is determined, maybe there's an objective standard for mitzvah simcha, whether he enjoys it or not. Has to have the basa v'yayin, even if he chokes on it. But on Shabbos, but there is no mitzvah of simcha, there's only mitzvah of kibud v'yayinik. The ayinik, it says, is judged subjectively, whatever he enjoys. Yeah, tainus chaloyim. Person has a scary chaloyim. So the Gemara says you're permitted to fast on Shabbos, but because he's in violation of the din of Oynik Shabbos, tzorch l'meisiv tainus l'tainis has to fast on Sunday. Provided Sunday is not a yontiv, let's say Sunday is Rosh Chodesh a yontiv, then not allowed to fast. Then he should fast on Monday, a different day. What is this tzorch l'meisiv tainus? What is that all about? So Tosfos in the beginning of Nazir. Tosfos comments, Nozir, the Gemara says, one Tana holds that a Nozir was Nikra Chayte al Tzir Atzma Men Ayayim. It says he has to bring a Chatos, Asher Chota al HaNefesh. Chibayza Nefesh, Chota Zeh. So the Tana explains, he's Chota in his own Nefesh. You're not allowed to be an ascetic. The Baruch Shalom created a wonderful world, which has a lot of Hanaz al HaMazeh. So the Silas Hashem quotes a Medrash. Every person is also litanis adin. Why he didn't enjoy all the anos of Adam Azeh? The Bajan wants us to enjoy life. So the if a nozer is nikra chayte, so how is he allowed to be mekabel ned in the zeris? It's a sin. So the Tosfos explains there's a principle of chatei b'shul shetiske. The Nazir is nikra kodesh also, kodesh iya garot teres arosho. by abstaining a little bit, he'll train himself self-control. It'll be better for him. The Gemara has a comment. Aroi said to be kalkuli hazaras menayayin, because the two parshas are one next to the other in Parshas Nasai. You have first Saita, then you have the Parsha of Nazir. So Haraya Saita Bikilkula should go to, usually people should go in the middle of the road, Derech HaMamutza, that's Alach Tavidrochav, the Ramazach, Derech HaShem, the Derech HaMamutza. But if he lives in a generation where there's a lot of Pritzis, so then he should go to an extreme. So since the Chet is a little Chet, and he stands to gain, we say chatei b'shul shetiske, if you're going to be zeich and ruchnis, that's, I'm going to do a little aver in order to make a lot of money. But you don't say chatei b'shul shetiske. You do a little chet in ruchnis in order to gain in ruchnis, so you have to make a cheshbon. So sometimes you say like that. So chatei b'shul, if you have a case of pikuach nefesh, there's doiche and iser, let's say this is hakonis tefoshet, you had to drive someone to the hospital, you don't have to fast, you don't need a kapara for having bin mechal Shabbos for the Hatzalah people. They don't need a kapara. They did a mitzvah to save someone's life. But if it's chatei b'shul shetiske, then you need a kapara. So that's what Tosfos says. Just like one who fasts a dinas chaloyim on Shabbos is really a chet. It's not a sofik pikuach nefesh. We don't say it's a scary dream. Someone close to him is going to die and he's afraid. Maybe it's really going to happen. So we don't say that there's a head to pikuach nefesh. For some reason or another, the Netziv points out, for some reason we assume that it's not the subject pikuach nefesh. But we still say, yafu tainas l'chalom ke'esh lina oiris. If you fast on that day, so that may break the gzera ruah that you were notified about in the chalom ra. So we say, chatei bishvil shetiske. Fast on Shabbos, that's a minor aver, in order that you'll gain to break this gzeira roh that someone close to you is supposed to die. But since chatei b'shul shetiske is a chet, you didn't have a heter, you're running a, you're making an investment, you're doing a slight aver in order to gain a ruchnias, so then you need a kapara. So of tainis of tainisa, so he has to fast on Sunday as a kapara for the fact that he did a chet cotton that he fasted on Shabbos. So Tyson said that's the same as by Nazir. Nazir is Nikra Chayte, but a Nazir is also Nikra Kodesh. So since he stands to gain more than he's going to lose, so we say Chatei B'shul Shetiske. But then at the end, he has to bring a Chatas, Asher Chata Ala Nefesh. He needs a Kapara for putting himself into the situation of Chatei B'shul Shetiske. That's what Tyson says. And then it points out that Tyson. There's a little Tyson in the beginning of Nazir. Rav Soloveitchik used to give a different shot. He used to say, Tzorach L'meisim Tainis L'Tanisa means you're going to fast on Shabbos, it's muta because of suffix Sakonis Nefoshis. Because you offer Tainis L'Chalom Ke'esh L'Na Oiris, just like a fire will burn up certain material. It's very susceptible to Ke'esh L'Na Oiris, a junky, soft material. So too, if you fast the Chalom, that can burn up the whole effect that the gzeirah that you had a dream about. So it's muta mitam sort of pikuach nefesh. But a tainus on Shabbos is an incomplete tainus. Shabbos is a yom kibud v'yonik. So the day it doesn't have a chal Hashem yom a tainus. So you have to fast on Sunday, tzorach l'meisav tainus l'tainisai, because the tainus on Shabbos is incomplete. You need a tainus to be mevatel gzeirah of the chalayim. So fasting on Shabbos is not a complete kiyum of time. So that's why you have to fast on Sunday. But it's not that every case of chatei b'shul shetiske, you always need a kapara. He thought maybe not like Tosfos. But that's what Tosfos said, that it's chatei b'shul shetiske, and you need a kapara. Then they tell you some certain sifhei, they quote certain chalaimas from the Gemara, that the Gemara has a din. If a person wakes up in the morning with a chalaim ra, if he just dismisses it from his mind, he doesn't take it to heart, so you don't have to fast. But if the person is aggravated about it and he's frightened about it, I don't remember any chalomis. I don't take any chalomis to heart. And I had a few times very, very modern Orthodox people called me on the phone. They had exactly these chalomis from Sifei, and they were so petrified. So I told me I have to fast. That's a dinyi mukhif. If you take it to heart, if you're nervous about it, then you have to fast. So Soloveitchik said that it was very common for his grandfather, Rab Chaim, the fast of Tainas Chalayim on Shabbos, and he would be walking around, he would fast the whole day Shabbos, and he would walk arm in arm with Reb Simcha Zelig, the Dain, he wouldn't let him eat either. Simcha Zelig didn't have the Chalayim Ra, only Reb Chaim had it. But indeed, it's someone to talk to, so he would walk and talk with Reb Simcha Zelig, he wouldn't let him eat either. Nervous, Reb Chaim was very nervous. Then it says in Siv Zion, it says you shouldn't eat the meals on Shabbos. You shouldn't be makpid to eat the meals on Shabbos the same day as the week. Shabbos, everything should be yeshana. Everything should be different. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara says big day Shabbos should be different from big day Chol. And if you can't afford big day Shabbos, so yeshana. If on the weekdays you wear the clothing, they used to wear like sheets, like in Afghanistan, you wear big sheets. So if in the weekdays you wear long, so Shabbos you should wear it short. If in the weekdays you wear it short, then Shabbos you wear it long. The clothing should be different. So the Zman Echil also should be different. Rav Soloveitchik used to complain in the summertime, a lot of people like to daven Kabbalah Shabbos early after Plagah Mincha, because they want to eat the Friday night meal the same time as the all week long. So he said that's exactly in contradiction to the din in Shulchan Aruch, the din in the Gemara. The whole din is yeshana. Everything should be different from the rest of the week. You shouldn't arrange it in such a way that the meal should be bedavka the same as all week long. Shabbos, everything should be different. So Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin, should you eat early in the day, right after Musaf, should you eat right away, or should you take a walk for an hour, and then make Kiddush, and then eat? It's talking before Chatzos, right? Before Chatzos. So it says, if everybody's still full from last night, they finished eating at 2 o'clock in the morning last night, so they're not hungry in the morning, so take a walk till you work up an appetite, and you'll enjoy eating an hour later. It'll be better. If they finished eating last night at 8 o'clock, so then probably they'll be hungry in the morning, early in the morning. So you should have the meal earlier on Shabbos. You should have the meal either earlier or later, yakdim or yacher, in such a way that you'll let people have more oinig Shabbos. And the main thing is yishana. It has to be, you shouldn't try to have the meals on Shabbos the same as all week long. Shabbos, everything should be different. Yeah, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos for anything that's bad. Let's say there's a Muhammad, there's an epidemic, you don't fast enough. You want to be goes to Tainus, so you want to fast Tainus Yoch, that's on the week, the Shabbos you don't fast. But Tilim you may say. They say Tfilus and Tilim, if there's a Chayla Shesh Basakani, you do say. But to blow, let's say, they used to blow Chatzaitzers. Kisav Muhammad be Artschem, Artsareschem, Hariyasem, Chatzaitzers. So it says you don't blow Shafi, you don't blow Chatzaitzers on Shabbos, unless you're blowing shofar chatzitzis to notify other people. You have no cell phone, you have no radio, or you have no telephone to communicate to others. You're going to blow shofar, but they should know that there's a sakana, we need help over here. So if it's le'ezra, if you want to blow shofar, that's like calling on a telephone. If you have to blow shofar to notify people, we need help, we need assistance, so then it's a sofik sakana, you do. But you don't blow shofar to enhance the tefillah. When we blow shofar on a tiny sibur, when the chazan repeats the chazaras hashatz on a tiny sibur, so he adds on another 6 brachas in the chazaras hashatz, instead of 18, it was 24. The Gemara quotes, there's a mokum in Tanakh that there's a tefillah with 18 parts. Then when they added the lamashim, they found a mokum in Tanakh, you can have a tefillah with 19 parts. Lamashim made it 19. And then on a tiny sibur, there's a mokum in Tanakh, you can have a tefillah with 24 parts. 18 brachas of every day, Shemana Esri, plus another 6. But the Tainus Sibur is 24.
So about 25, Moshinim should be 25.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think the Gemara has a mocha for that. I don't know. Maybe at the time they added the Moshinim, they already discontinued having these Tainus Sibur when the Chazan would add the 6 brachas. I always wondered about that. I don't think the Gemara has a mocha for 25. I think they just have a mocha for 18, 19, and 24. That's a very good question. I don't know. So the Mishnah says they used to blow chatzaitzos at the conclusion of each one of the 6 additional brachas in the Chazar Sashats, like we do on Rosh Hashanah. We blow shofar at the conclusion of Malchus Gharinus. And shofar, what is the idea of blowing shofar? To enhance the tefillah. Not only is it because the Tkiya Shofar says Yom Tru Yelachem and Metargiminan Yom Yabava. Yabava means to cry. In Bechia, the Gemara says in Perek Azov, Yishuchar Beis Amigdosh Nin Alu Shari Tfila. The Beis Amigdosh is Kibesi Beis Tfila Yikarei. Beis Amigdosh is supposed to daven in the Beis Amigdosh, supposed to face the Beis Amigdosh. So after the Beis Amigdosh was Chareb, so the Tfilas are no longer accepted to the same extent that they used to be accepted Bizman Shah Beis Amigdosh Ayakar. That's why in Tishba we don't say Tiskabo, to demonstrate that Tfilas are no longer accepted to the same extent that they used to be Bizman Shah Beis Amigdosh Ayakar. So the... So the Gemara says, even though Ninalu Shari Tfila, but Shari Dima is Lai Ninalu. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Chamecha, Kam Ki Ezer Akshay, Sosam Tfilasi. The Tfilas are not accepted. So the Gemara says, Tfilas are not accepted. But even though Ninalu Shari Tfila, but Shari Dima is Lai Ninalu. So what does it mean? A Tfila Shiation, what Dima is a more serious Tfila. If you cry in the middle of davening, some people just turn on the faucet and they start crying. But if a person cries in the middle of davening because he's so sincere, that the davening of such a sincere davening, that's even mitzvah shein beis hamikdash kaim also, those tfilos will be answered. So that's the whole idea of blowing shofar in the middle of chazaras hashatz, on a tiny sibur, on the six additional brachas, and on Rosh Hashanah, on the three additional brachas, malchanu shofar, is to elevate the level of the davening, that it should be tfilos sheyeshim or demayas, that it should be a stronger tfilah. Even Mizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim, even Mizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim also, it's a higher level of a tefillah. So that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to daven for the chole, but to blow shofar, to blow chatzotzis on the tzara, that you don't do on Shabbos. You're only allowed to blow shofar chatzotzis for le'ezra. That's the only way to communicate to the others that you need help. Please come. Help us. There's a war, or there's an epidemic or something. But that's like using a telephone that you can do. Then Simar Reish Peites, you have to make Kiddusha Rabbah. Kiddusha on Shabbos morning called Kiddusha Rabbah. That's the Loshon HaGemara. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? So the Rashbam, it's in Arvi Pesachim, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashbam. Kiddusha Rabbah is a Loshon Saginor. It means the long Kiddush. It's the short Kiddush. All you say is the Baruch Pi'agafen, and that's all. Rab Chaim, Rab Soloveitcher, said his grandfather Rab Chaim only said Baruch Pi'agafen, and he didn't say the Psukim. His other grandfather used to say the Psukim. So he asked his other grandfather, why are you saying the Psukim? The Zayde Rab Chaim said in the Gemara, it's called Kiddusha Rabbah because all you say is the Brocha. You don't say any Psukim. So his mother's father said, it's printed in the Siddur. So he says, the meaning is that everybody says Psukim. Strictly speaking, you only have to say the Baruch Pi'agafen. The other Rishonim say it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, not Loshon Sagi Nohar. It really means the short Kiddush. I think in the Sefer Kaftava Ferah from the Balates, I think in that Sefer they say, why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? Because that text, Baruch Pi'agafen, is shared in common by all Kiddush. On Rosh Hashanah, and on Shabbos, and on Yantar, whenever you say Kiddush, you say that. So that's the Kiddusha Rabbah, that's an important part of the Kiddush that appears in every text of Kiddush. Even though the rest of the text of the Kiddush changes, Shabbos, Yantar, and Rosh Hashanah, but that part stays the same. Whatever it's called, Kiddusha Rabbah. It's called Kiddusha Rabbah, and there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam, we paskan like the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat before you say Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and that's when we discussed earlier that the Mechaber quoted a machlokes HaGa'onim, is it considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda if you have cake, or is it not called Kiddush B'Makom Suda if you have pas? So Rav Soloveitchik's practice was like the Bir Agro. The Bir Agro says the Iker is like the Rosh. The Kiddush Mokum Suda, you have to wash. So he wouldn't eat at a Kiddush unless they had the Lacha Mishnah, and he would wash, otherwise not. And why? Because so Rav Soloveitchik, that was a Yortzeit Rosh that he gave, I remember. That was one of the first Yortzeit Roshes that I heard before my Bar Mitzvah. My father used to take me. So he explained that Kiddush Mokum Suda is to be Kaveh the Suda, L'shem Suda Shabbos. So the Kviya Suda is either Pasa Yain. There's a Mishnah in Brochus. If a Sebu Echem Mevorach Lekulam, if the whole group of people, if they're sitting around, each one has to say his own bracha. But if they're eating the Hesega, then it's considered one big group that's eating together. So the whole group, the whole Chabur is only Mechuyev to offer one Hamoitzi. The whole group is only Mechuyev to offer one Bar Pragov. If they're eating the Chabura, it's not based on Shemei Kainu. We don't say Shemei Kainu by Birchas Hanenu. But it's a different word. The whole Chabur is only Mechuyev to offer one Hamoitzi, or only Mechuyev to offer one Birchas Hamoitzi. Today we don't eat the Hesega. The Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, you have to have the maximum that you can have for Kviyas. So you can't say, you can't require Haseba by us, it's so uncomfortable. So Tosfos coins an expression there in Brachas around Afnam Gimel. Yeshiva Didan ke Haseba Ditu. By us, if the people are sitting around the table, that's equivalent of Haseba in the days of the Tanaim. So some people have the practice, the father of the household says, Amoitzi, he starts cutting the challah before everybody's sitting down. Sometimes he himself is not sitting down. So that's not right. Everybody has to be sitting. Yeshiva Didan, in the days of the Tanaim, they had it be the Haseba. If Yoshvin, one cannot be Moitzi the others. You have to have a Haseba. As Manazei Ni, Yeshiva, everyone should be sitting around the table. The maximum Kviyas you can have together. So that's why we Paskin, there's a Machlek Zavjan, we Paskin that Kiddush on Friday night can be recited either on Pas or Yayin. If the Pas is Chavibla, he says, why Pas or Yayin? Because these two, Pas and Yayin, are Kviyas Suda. So the whole idea of Kiddush ala Yayin or Kiddush ala Pas is to be Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos. We Kaveh the Suda by reciting Kiddush in the beginning, by saying Ritzei at the end, and then the meal is sandwiched in between. So that's Kaveh the Ritzei at the end with the Kiddush in the beginning is Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos. Shalashudas, it says later, Reish Tzadik Aleph, Shalashudas, you don't have to have Kiddush. That says, there's no need to recite Kiddush, and nonetheless, the Magen Avraham quotes the Rambam that it's kedai to be machmer like the Rambam to have a little wine in the middle of the meal. So when I'm in the yeshiva, I'm not going to make a whole fuss. I'm not going to ask them for wine by Shabbos Shudas. They don't serve any wine by Shabbos Shudas. But when I'm on, I always mahadda to follow that Magen Avraham. I recommend to follow the Rambam to have a little wine. The Chassidus Rebbes do like that, but it comes from the Rambam. You should be kaveh the suda al hayayin. It doesn't have to be in the beginning. Yeah. What happens if a person didn't eat the whole Friday night? Let's say my neighbor was in the hospital the whole Friday night and her mother was very sick. So she stayed up the whole night. She didn't eat anything. So then she should really, when the first meal that she has on Shabbos morning, she should say the whole Kiddush. The Bar Pargovim, she could tell them, Rav Savana, the whole Kiddush you have to say. And then it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't eat a meal at all, what's the mark of Shalosh Sudas? Because Moshe Rabbein said in one pasuk, "Chlu Hayom, Kishabas Hayom, Lashem Hayom, Lasim Tzu Basod." So he repeats the word Hayom three times. So that's why you have to have a remez. It's an asmachta because Moshe Rabbein says the word Hayom, "Chlu Hayom, Kishabas Hayom, Lashem Hayom, Lasim Tzu Basod." So that's an asmachta that they based Shalosh Sudas on that. So if you didn't, since it's based on the word Hayom. Some say the Shalosh Sudas is a din d'oraisa. Well, we don't pass like that. The Pashtus is its own midrabban. So it says that women are also mechuyev in Shalosh Sudas, and women are mechuyev in Lecha Mishnah. Women are mechuyev in both. Here, yeah, that's the last sif Reish Tzadik Aleph. Noshim Achayovis b'Sudas Shlishis, and Achrenim Segu Adenami, Noshim Achayovis in Lecha Mishnah as well. Women are also mechuyev. Despite the fact that it's a mitzvah sensation, as man grama. Shlomo Kluger lived in a Chassidish community. So the practice by the women is that they don't have Shalosh Sudas, and they don't have Lecha Mishnah either. They come in the middle of the meal. The husband says, Amoitzi, the wife is still in the kitchen. Then that wife gets a little slice of challah. She didn't hear Amoitzi on Lecha Mishnah. She says, her own Amoitzi on a slice of bread. So she doesn't even say Amoitzi on a Pashlema. All week long she says Amoitzi on a Pashlema. They don't have Lecha Mishnah, they don't have Shabbos Shudas. It's not right. Rav Shlomo Kluger comes to defend the Chassidish practice. So he says, because there's a Machlokes, the Rabbi Netam and the Ran, why are women Chayiv? They both say the same thing. The Rabbi Netam and the Ran both say women are Mechuyev in Lecha Mishnah and Shabbos Shudas, but for two different reasons. Rabbi Natam says, because Afin Hai B'Yosa Nes, since the Nes of the Mon was relevant for the women and the Midbar, just like the men, and the Lecha Mishnah, and the Shalosh Sudas is Zecha the Nes of the Mon, so we say Afin Hai B'Yosa Nes. And the Ran disagrees, and he says, no, it's a totally different reason, because we say Zocha B'Shamar, Nemru B'Dibre Echot, because Sheeshtim B'Shamar, Yeshtim B'Zochar. So that means, the Ran says, that means that there's one Kedusha Sayyam, is Machayv and everything. So since the women are Mechuyiv to observe the Issa Malocha, so the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos is relevant for the women, so not only is it Mechayv them and the Issa Malocha, it's Mechayv them in Kiddush and Abdullah and Shalashudis and Lecha Mishnah and everything. Mechayv and everything. So Shlomo Kluger waves a magic wand over here, and he says, since the Ran disagrees with Rabbi Natan's reason, Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Ran's leaving, so you're left with nothing. So the women are not Mechayv and Shalashudis are not Mechayv and Lecha Mishnah. So Chacham Avaidu said, what magic stunt did he do over here? They both said the same thing, Allah HaMai said, that women are Mechuyiv and Shalashudis and Alecha Mishnah. How did he machavek with the whole din? Bottom line, the Ran and the Rabbi Natan agree. So how did he say, he doesn't know his reason, he left with that. It's not right. The husband should wait till the wife sits down by the table and then say, HaMaitzah, you have to have a Seder. We don't have a Seder, so Yeshiva Didanke, a Seder to do it, they should be sitting.
If the lady makes a brocha moitzi, then she's not yet to the lecha mishnah.
Yeah, that's a shaila. The Malamed Lahoyel talks about that shaila. Many communities they had a practice that the husband says hamoitzi and the lecha mishnah, and everybody says amen. Then when everybody gets a piece of challah, then they say their own hamoitzi. So if they say they're on Hamoitzi, it means they had a mind not to be Yotze with the original Hamoitzi. So then they're not Yotze Lecha Mishnah. So that is the Malamed Lahoyel far emphasis. He says they were Yotze with the Hamoitzi of the husband Benegat, the Lecha Mishnah, but they have a mind not to be Yotze Benegat to the Din of Birchas Hanen. It's a difficult word. More correct is that you shouldn't say you're on Hamoitzi. You should rely on Hamoitzi of the one who said on the Lecha Mishnah. Yeah, that's not proper, yeah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, because the din of Shalosh Sudas is learned out from the Pasuk that says three times Hayayim, that what happens if a person didn't eat the first Suda Balayla? So let him eat all three meals by Yom, because it says Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. All three can be by Yom. Let's say the nighttime, you live in a community, the nighttime is very long and the daytime is very short. So you want to have two meals at night and one meal in the daytime. So they say that's not proper. You can have all three meals in the daytime if the night is too short, or you were in a hospital or something, have all the three meals in the daytime, or you have one meal at night and two meals in the day. You have two meals at night and one in the daytime, that's not really right. So what happened, let's say the person didn't eat anything, he didn't hear Kiddush, and he didn't eat anything the whole Friday night, so he should eat all three meals on Shabbos in the daytime, and he should say the whole Kiddush. From the beginning to the end, she say the whole Kiddush on Shabbos in the daytime. Yeah. What about Yom Tov? So the
Rechulu also.
I think Rechulu you don't say. I think Rechulu is only. I think so. I think Rechulu is only on Leil Shabbos. Rechulu doesn't apply in the daytime. But the Kiddush, the bracha, the bar piagof, and the bracha, the Kiddush, you do say. Yeah. So the Achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim over here. I think some Magen Avraham. What if it's on Yom Tov and the person didn't eat anything Leil Yom Tov? So let him eat the both meals of Yom Tov in the daytime. So that's very questionable whether that accomplishes anything. Because on Yom Tov we have a problem. We have Lecha Mishnah. We insist that you need Lecha Mishnah Zeichel Aman, but we don't insist on having Shalosh Sudas. They're both Zeichel Aman. The Lecha Mishnah Zeichel Aman and the Shalosh Sudas Zeichel Aman. So that's not a good question. How come on Yom Tov we don't have Shalosh Sudas and we do have Lecha Mishnah? But Lemaisa, we don't have Shalosh Sudas. So why do you need two meals? Why do you need two? So Rab Soloveitchik explained here in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadik Galef, the simon about Shalosh Sudas. So Sif Hey, Reish Tzadik Galef, Sif Hey, Machaber says more correct to Tzachla, so it's a bit pass. You should really have Lecha Mishnah two chalas for Shalosh Sudas. And then there's one sheet that you're yotze with. Pasal Bobby Kisten, Mini Dog and Bori Mini Zaynis. Another sheet you can have fish and flesh, another sheet you can have pears, different sheets. So because it's a Machloikis and Rishonim, some Rishonim hold you don't need Pas, So that's as a Taisa says, a little Taisa in Masechah Shabbos. If a person forgets to say Ritzei in the benching on Shabbos, he has to bench over because he was mechuyev to have Suda. And the way to be taber the Suda as a Suda Shabbos is by saying Ritzei. You have to have Kiddush in the beginning, and as Karas would say at the end, and the meal is in between. That's taber the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. But if you hold that you can be Yotze Shalashudas with Mine Targima, you could have had a piece of gefilte fish or a fruit, a vegetable or something, a piece of flesh. You didn't have to say Birchas HaMazon. You would only say Bar Nefashis at the end. You wouldn't say Ritzei at all. Even if you had bread and you mechuyev the bench, but you can't say that if you forgot Ritzei, he's not Yotze. You didn't need Ritzei to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So that's what we pass. And if a person forgot to say Ritzei in Birchas HaMazon, Mashal HaShudas, it's a suffix, since there are those things that are such a suffix and Taisvis, the Ri is Masupik. Maybe it can be Yetzin Sudish Lishis with Minya Tagima, you could have said Barnafashis at the end, you wouldn't have to say Ritzei at all. So even if you had bread, you said, if you got Ritzei, you're not the bencho. So why do you, how did we split between the third Suda and the first two Sudas? What's the split? I remember Rav Salvechi gave a beautiful explanation. He said there's a machlaikis between the Gemara, it's a Gemara and Gittin in the Zohar. The Gemara says, "Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila," means if the family has a special delicious Michael that they enjoy very much, and the Balabasti can either serve it Friday night or Shabbos in the daytime, let's say you fill the fish, chop liver, whatever it is. So if you have a toss-up, either by Yom or by Laila, so the Gemara says, "Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila." The Magen Avraham quotes a Zohar that says just the reverse, "Kvod Laila Odif Mekvod Yom," just the opposite. But Atzara Shavash Abahem, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the both the Gemara and the Zohar, that it's a separate din of Kvod Yom and a separate din of Kvod Laila. It's not a din you have Kibbut V'Yoinig. All Shabbos long you need Oinig Shabbos. There's a din of Oinig by Yom and a din of Oinig by Laila. So that's what he said, that's why you need two meals. So on Shabbos and Yom we need one Suda by Yom and one Suda by Laila because of Oinig, and the Suda has to be passed and you have to say Ritzei, Yalav Yavai. And if you forgot for Tzei Yal V'Yav, you have to bench over, you have to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shab. Then there's another Inyan, Zech HaLamon. So Zech HaLamon, we don't know exactly why, you make a Zech HaLamon by Lecha Mishneh, even on Yom Tov, but the Zech HaLamon of three Sudas, that's only on Shabbos. So the Zech HaLamon, mitzad that, all the three Sudas could have been Minyan Targimah. It's not that the Zech HaLamon, you need two should be passed, and one could be Minyan Targimah. All three could be Minyan Targimah. The only reason why two out of the three have to be passed because there's a dinner called Yom and there's a dinner called Laila. So let's say a person didn't eat anything on Friday night. So it says he can have all the three meals on Shabbos in the daytime. So the way Rav Soloveitchik explained, you wouldn't have to wash by two meals and the third meal can be Minyan Targimah. You have to wash by one meal. You can, all the three, mitzad the din of Zech HaLamon, all three can be Minyan Targimah. You only have to have one Suda that you wash by Laila, one Suda that you wash by Yom, because there's a din of Odig Yom, and there's a din of Odig Laila, separate, Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, that's the Gemara. So the same thing over here, let's say a person didn't eat anything on Leil Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Tachranim, you should have the both meals on Yom Tov in the daytime. Why? If it's a din of Kvod Laila, he missed. He didn't eat anything at Laila. He's mechuyev to have one Suda on Yom. If he's hungry, let him have extra, but to say he's mechuyev to have two meals, he won't accomplish anything by that. If we say you need three meals on Yom, okay, I can understand you need Shalosh Sudas on Yom. But we paskin you don't have Shalosh Sudas on Yom. I think the Bi'ur Agro gives a mocker in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam says you need Shalosh Sudas on Yom also. And we paskin against the Rambam. The Rambam makes sense. If you need Lecha Mishnah on Yom, why shouldn't you need Shalosh Sudas? They're both Zech HaLamon. And we paskin that you don't need Shalosh Sudas on Yom. Why not? But if you need Lechem Mishnah, why don't you need Shalosh Sudas? So the Bi'ur Agro gives a mocha from a Yerushalmi and Maaseh Sheni. There's mashma b'feirush that there's no Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov, there's only on Shabbos. So we don't know exactly why not, but that's what it says. But once you say you don't need Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov, so if you didn't eat at all, Leil Yom Tov, we want to eat Yom Tov in the daytime, you shouldn't have to eat two meals. It should be enough one meal. It's only the Kvod Yom, the Kvod Laila you missed. That's all. Leil Shabbos, if a person doesn't enjoy drinking wine. So if the pas is chaviv lei, he can make kiddush ala pas. Shabbos in the morning, the Rishonim say it doesn't make sense to make kiddush ala pas, because all you're going to say is amoitzi. Leil Shabbos, you're going to say a whole nusach habracha. So that's kiddush ala pas. It's either kiddush ala yain or kiddush ala pas. But Shabbos in the morning, amoitzi. That's what you always start the meal. You have a tuna fish sandwich for breakfast. Yeah, amoitzi. Just because you're going to say psukim before the amoitzi, the psukim are just a mini. But that's not right. You can't say kiddush on Shabbos morning on pas. But there's another kula that you can, if yain is not available, you can make kiddush on chamar medina. But that's only if yain is not available. If yain is available, then it's not right at all. So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva. He writes what constitutes chamar medina. And then at the end of the tshuva, he writes in the last paragraph, but what continent in the world do you live? Where wine is not available. By us, wine is always available in Europe. The Jews couldn't afford. The Chafetz Chaim could always make kiddush on pas. He never could afford yain, and people gave him wine. He didn't want to use it because he didn't want to live in luxury. But if someone runs out of wine, come to me. I have 100 bottles of wine in the house. I have more than enough wine. But to show that whether he can make, we spoke whether he can make kiddush on schnapps. They quote Rav Chaim Volozhin, it was of the opinion, schnapps is not chamar medina. In order to be considered chamar medina, has to first be a beverage. So he says, schnapps is a meichel. Schnapps is not a beverage. People don't drink schnapps when they're thirsty to quench their thirst. People, they drink schnapps to put themselves in a certain mood, like you eat a bowl of soup. A bowl of soup is liquid, but it's a meichel, it's not a mashke. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Chai Yodam. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say bar nefesh? So he says, kazayis. Not a revius, it's kazayas. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe holds not like the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim says like that soup is a liquid. The difference between a maichal and a mashka is not liquid versus solid. It's rather food versus beverage. So soup is a food. It's a liquid food. So that's a maichal. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin says. So one of the chassidish tzaddikim. What's the name? There's a Mishnayis with the Pirush from this Chassidish Rebbe. I forgot the name. He has a Mishnayis Taris. He says there are differences between Ochlam and Mashkin for Tumah. So he said, the Schnapps is an Eichel. He said, Schnapps is not a Mashkin. Schnapps is an Eichel. It's a liquid Eichel. There are many rise to that from Gemaris and Tesisim. That the chilek between oichel and mashke is not liquid versus solid, but rather food versus beverage. Yeah, that's a shaila we discuss. Why is the bracha? Tosfos says the kasha. Why do you say shahakal on beer? Why don't you say bar minim zaynus? If you make vegetable soup, even if you strain out all the vegetables, but you cook the vegetables in the soup, and it's full of the tam of the vegetables, so the dinis you say bar pri adama on vegetable soup, even if you strained out all the vegetables. So Tosfos has a kasha. Why don't you say bar prihad? Why don't you say bar minim zaynus on beer? Even though you strained out all of the kernels of the grain, but it has the whole nesina stam, so it should be bar minim zaynus. So Tosfos gives three answers. So the answer that many of the poskim quote is that all beverages are shahakal. That's a din. There are chiluki brachas, or adomen, or eitz, and zaynus, and so on. That's in oichlin. But in mashkim, all beverages are shahakal. So that's a good answer when it get to beer. Beer is a beverage. People drink beer when they're thirsty. But once you say like this, the Kamarna Rebbe, that's the Rebbe. Kamarna Rebbe has a commentary on Mishnayis, and he said the same as Rav Chaim Volozhin, that schnapps is an oichel. So he says it's like saying kiddush over a bowl of soup. It's a meichel. It's not a mashke. So that's a shaila. Once you declare that schnapps is a meichel, so then it should really be bar minim zaynus. It shouldn't be shahakol. The whole teretz that Tosfos gave three answers. So the whole answer, the third answer, is the one that all of the poskim quote, that all beverages are shahakol. But once you come to the realization that schnapps is not a beverage, it's a meichel, then you're back again with the kasha. Should it really be very many zaynus? It's a question. Okay.
But can I make kiddush on an oichel? Can I make kiddush on an oichel or Abdullah on an oichel?
No, you have to make kiddush over yayin or if wine is not available, then you can make on Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina has to be a beverage. That's the first step.
I should not be able to make on schnapps.
Should not. That's Rav Chaim Baloz and Estaina. That schnapps is an oichel. It's like saying kiddush over a bowl of soup. That's not Chamar Medina. That's a meichel, right? The kosher blogger was killed by the Nazis. He was in Robin kosher blogger before the First World War. Then when Rameir Shapira made the Lublin Yeshiva, so I think he invited him to give the high shir. He gave the shir in the Lublin Yeshiva. So the Kosher Glover has a tshuva, he has a set of tshuvas, Eretz Tzvi. His name is Tzvi, Prama. So he has quite a few of his tshuvas out to defend minhagim that a lot of Eden have. So he defends the minhag of Saint Kiddush over a little schnapps glass. So how come that it doesn't have a revius? So he says, because schnapps is a meichel, and a meichel you don't need a revius, all you need is a kezayis. And a kezayis is a machlekes harishonim was chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So how do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham says, but again, the dinim deraisi machmer, but again, the dinim derabbanim yemeiko. So he says, kiddush on Shabbos morning is a din derabbanim, it's not a din deraisi, so you can be meichel. So since it's an oichel, since schnapps is an oichel, it's not a mashke. So therefore, all you need is kezayis, and a kezayis, it's a din derabbanim, so you can make a shlish beitza is enough. So he says, the schnapps glesnel has a shlish. Has a shlish beitz, it's good enough. So that the argument that he gives, that's exactly, once you say that it's an oichel, then the pashtus is like Rav Chaim Alojana said, if it's an oichel, it doesn't qualify as a chamar medina. The first step to declare it as a chamar medina, that it has to be a mashke, it can't be an oichel.
But you make it as on pas, that's an oichel.
Yeah, that's because on Friday night, that's because you're going to be kaveh as suda. You're going to say the whole Nusach. But on Shabbos morning, you're not kaveh the Suda. You're not kaveh the Suda. You're not saying any Kiddush. You're not saying any Bracha. You're just saying the Brichas Hanen, and that's all. So Shabbos morning, they say you can't make Kiddush over Pas. It won't be anything different from the weekdays. So you have to either use Yayin or Chamar Medina. So the Schnapps doesn't qualify for Chamar Medina, because Chamar Medina, first step has to be Chamra, has to be wine. In this Medina, in this country, we use this instead of wine. Rabbi Chana Wasserman was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Moser. Rabbi Chaim Moser's first wife was the granddaughter of Rabbi Sol Salanter. And then she died the day they had a baby boy, they had a bris. She died the day the baby had the bris. Then his second, Zibik Sheni, he married the daughter of Rameir Atlas, and Rabbi Chana Wasserman married another daughter of Rameir Atlas. So they were brothers-in-law from Rabbi Chaim Moser Zivik Sheni. So he would visit every so often in Vilna and talk and learning with Rabbi Chaim Moser. So he once came back to the yeshiva and he told the Talmidim a chiddush. Rabbi Chaim Moser made Havdalah over a cup of tea, burning hot tea, and after he finished Havdalah, he had to drink it. So he had to pause to be able to drink it. It was so burning hot. So he asked him, why does he wait till it cools down? Well, he's after rush to make Abdullah while the tea is burning hot. Wait till it cools down, you'll be able to drink it. So he said, because when you mechabit a guest in Europe with a cup of tea, you have to mechabit them with burning hot tea. Then the guest will decide whether he wants to start drinking an hour later. But it's only Chamar Medina if you mechabit a guest with it when it's piping hot. Then you have to figure out how you're going to drink a revius. Talk to Shdias revius, not to say Baran Nefash, not to say Baruch Achron. That was the Chiddush that he came back. That was a Shad, some Achronim hold that it's only called Chamar Medina if it's meated the Meshaker. It has to have alcoholic content to it. So schnapps or beer would be Chamar Medina. But burning hot tea or a cup of soda is not meated the Meshaker. Sharab Chaim Mazel, not so. He held that a cup of burning hot tea is also Chamar Medina. It's good for Abdullah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll stop over here. In this week's Sedra, you have the Nunim Hafuchim to separate even Sahara and Menucha Yaimar from the rest of Chumash Bamidbar. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. What is that all about? The nunim hafuchim. We pass on halacha that there are not chamish uchumshit, or there are seven. There are seven. It's not called a chumish. Chumish means one fifth. we paskin there is seven. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Chochmas bonsa beisa, chotzva amudei hashiva. The Chochmas HaTorah is based on seven pillars. Seven pillars are the seven, you can't even say chamishu chamshei Torah, the seven svarim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Sefer Bamidbar is divided into three parts. Bamidbar till Vahimet Zohar, and then Vahimet Zohar, and two psukim, and then from there to the end, usually you need four blank lines in between Bereshis and Shmos, and between Shmos and Vayikra. Here you have Nuna Mafuchim and separates. What constitutes this separate Sefer Shalem? How do I know that we pass on like that? Because the Gemara says, if you have a Sefer, and let's say you have a Treyoser, a Sefer from the Novi, and a lot of the words were up that, but you have Pehe Oisius remain, 85 letters remain. So there are 85 letters in these two Psukim. Ma'im Zohar and Ruch Hayyama has Pehe Oisius. So the Gemara says that's the smallest Sefer in the whole Tanakh. Is this Sefer between the two Nunim Hafuchim? And that's the minimum number of letters that you have to have in a Sefer that it should retain Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. If it's so much of the Sefer was rubbed out that it no longer had Pehei Oisius, then I think the Mishnah says in Maseches Yadayim, it's not Metames Hayadayim. Because the smaller Sefer in Tanakh has at least 85 Oisius. It's interesting that it's ingrained in all of us. Chamish Ilchem Sheter, everybody calls it a Chumish, one-fifth. We have Shishi over there. Vayim Tzohar and a Shishi. So Rashi and Chumash quotes another comment from the Medrash that Chamishi ends off with the phrase Ben Osam Min HaMachaneh. Ben Yisrael ran away from Maimon HaSinai. Kitina Kaparech Mi Beis HaSefer. So the Parsha after Benucha Yoimar, you have these two psukim in the middle of Ilas. Parsha after was Vayiyam Ki Mesainanim. Rabbi Yosna Hashem is the Mesainanim. So Rashi writes, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, you have the Nunim Hafuchim and the Hapsoke here by Shishi, Kedei Lahapsik Bein Poronis LePoronis. The Torah doesn't want to write one Poronis next to the other. So some of the Achrayim say that we have an old Minig from the days of the Rishayim. Even on Medina the Gemara, there is no such thing, but the Minig is, he tried to avoid beginning or ending an Aliyah with a Dovara. Sometimes you can't help this, sometimes you can't help yourself. Sometimes the Sedra ends Mosium Su, the Mayhem Bom. He says, you give him a skila. So if that's the end of the Sedra, you got no choice. But whenever you're making the Aliyahs, whenever you're making our Sukkahs, so it's not right to begin at the end of the Aliyah with a Dovara. So some of the Achrayim write that that's not right that they put Shishi over there. That's a Rashi quotes, that's a Puraz. Benasa Ben Amachna was Kitina Chabarech Mbeis HaSefer. After Maimon HaSinai was finished, they all ran away. They're like children in school. When the bell rings, they all run out of class. No one wants to keep on learning. So that's not right. So they say Shishi should be earlier. If you psukim earlier, you shouldn't have Shishi over there. What's the chashivas of the Sefer Shalom if that's by Ibn Sahara and Ibn Chayanar? That the Torah travels from one continent to the other, from generation to generation, and the Torah fits in and it makes sense and it's meaningful in every generation. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik always used to speak for the Mizrahi. And he always used to say his style of drasha. If I would have been the Rambam, I would have written a 14th Animamin. By Animamin, by Mura Shlema, that the Torah is meaningful in every generation, in every society, in every culture, and you don't have to farem for anything. The Torah makes sense all the time. So that's this Sefer Shalom. The Torah floats from us, with us. We went into Golas and Eretz Yisrael, they went to Golas Bavel, they went to so many Golias, to Italy and Germany and France and Spain and Mallorca and all over the world. The Torah floats all over. And the Torah is meaningful in every country, in every generation. There were Gedolim in every country and they were writing Sfarim on Kol HaTorah Kulo, including America. Okay, Leonardo will continue next week. Okay, start. Thank you.
Is it possible?
Yeah,
we don't do three suras on Yom Tov because the Hayom is only on Shabbos. Shabbos Hayom, not Yom Tov.
Uh huh. Yeah, could be. So what about Lechem Mishnah? I mean, the mon didn't come down on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so you make a zech alamon. But this is also zech alamon. I don't know.
But it has a specific three Hayoms.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the answer. We have to get work out some more.
Yeah.
The Haskalah of an answer. Okay. Good. Okay. Shalom, be healthy. We'll continue next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.